Public Safety will come to order. And in response to the COVID-19 emergency to protect the public, the legislators, our employees, we limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to the proper social distancing and face covering guidelines. So in compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. And to allow that public access, we have allowed the public to be here in two hearing rooms here in the Capitol. And we will also be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. So for the individuals who wish to provide public comment by telephone, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It'll also be displayed on the screen, and I'll read it to you now. It is 1-844-291-6364. The access code is 7206679. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. You press this only one time, and you wait patiently for the operator to assign you a line number. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in a queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you will be ready to address the committee. And please note that when you are about to address us, mute the device you may be watching the hearing on so that we can hear you and we don't get feedback. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of these technologies. We'll be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. We are hearing one bill today. It is AB 2362. Let's see, I don't think I can establish a quorum now. I could have a second ago, but whatever. We'll be in subcommittee until I get a quorum. Assemblymember Marasucci, you may begin your presentation of AB 2362.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman, Chairwoman, and Senators. I am representing AB 2362. Wanted to start off by thanking Senator Wiener for presenting this bill last week, a bill that will give the California Department of Justice authority to impose civil fines on gun dealers who do not comply with our gun safety laws. I understand that, I believe it was Senator Jackson that raised the question last week or the comment that the recovered civil fine dollars should go to a special account. We have attempted to address that concern by submitting an amendment to this committee, language that would direct the fine dollars to the DROS account in furtherance of the objective of this bill to step up our Department of Justice's enforcement of firearms-related regulatory activities. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to the sponsor of this bill, Rebecca Marcus, with the Brady United Against Gun Violence. And following Ms. Marcus, we have Ashley Ayers with the California Department of Justice, who was the department of which is also in support of this bill.
So before our lead witnesses begin, let me just state that the lead witnesses, you have a total of 3 minutes, not 3 minutes each. And then once you're concluded, we'll ask if there's anyone on the phone, anyone here physically present or on the phone lines to testify. And then we'll switch over to opposition. All right, so Rebecca Marcus and Ashley Ayers. Moderator, you can have them begin if they're on the line.
We have a quorum, too.
Let me establish quorum, given that. Can we establish quorum? Sorry, roll call.
Senator Skinner?
I'm present.
Skinner, present. Morlock?
Present.
Morlock, present. Bradford?
Present.
Bradford, present. Jackson?
Here.
Jackson, here. Mitchell?
Here.
Mitchell, here. Morrell? Wiener?
Here.
Wiener, here.
All right, apologies. We can go back to, let's see if Ashley Ayers and Rebecca Marcus are, whichever one's on the line can begin.
Hey, good afternoon, Rebecca Marcus on behalf of Brady United Against Gun Violence. We strongly support AB 2362 As part of a comprehensive approach to gun violence prevention, there must be a focus on the upstream source of crime guns infiltrating communities across the state and in particular impacted communities of color. AB 2362 would bring about reasonable penalties and accountability for gun dealers that violate the law. We ask for an aye vote.
All right, then Ashley? I'm sorry, I didn't know. The next lead witness, please. Do we have the
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members.
Go ahead.
This is Ashley Ayers with the California Department of Justice. And on behalf of Attorney General Javier Berta, I would like to thank Assemblymember Marizucci for representing this bill today. I'd like to make one point that I made last week, which is that this is not the first bill of its kind to contemplate fines and fees of this nature. And I would also like to note that the department is evaluating the effects of SB 1457, which is currently in Assembly Appropriations, and the impacts that that bill would have on civil fines and fees of the nature contemplated by AB 2362. 1457 would have a requirement for small businesses for regulatory violations not involving willful or criminal contact, not posing a serious health, safety, or environmental threat in terms of potential waivers. So to the extent that both bills chapter, we will have to take that bill into consideration when implementing the regulatory policies of 2362. And we respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's see if there's any other witnesses in support. There's no one here in this hearing room. Let's see if there's anyone in the other hearing room. Not. Moderator, you can queue up any witnesses who are calling in support.
Thank you. And if you wish to comment in support of AB 2362, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. Once again, if you wish to comment in support of AB 2362, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. One moment for our first comment.
Okay.
And our first comment comes from the line, from line 26. Line 26, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello, my name is Steve Gomez. And I'm affiliated with the California Rifle Pistol Association. I'm a member of them, along with the National Rifle Association, National Wild Turkey Foundation, California Deer, and many other conservation groups. And I oppose AB 2362.
Thank you. Moderator, let's call for support. Just make sure that we get, if there's anyone who's called in support, and then we'll switch over to opposition.
Absolutely. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of AB 2362, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. And if you wish to comment in support of AB 2362, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. We have no comments in queue.
Excellent. Then we had listed as lead opposition. I'm not sure if they're on the line. Michael Findley from the National Shooting Sports Foundation and Dan Reed from the NRA. Moderator, are they on the line?
It looks like we do have Dan Reed on the line, and Dan's line is open at this time.
Great. Go ahead, Dan.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, for the record, Dan Reed with National Rifle Association, also here in opposition for gun owners of California today. I was able to testify last week. I'd like to reference that testimony and incorporate it in the record today, and I'll stand for any questions anyone may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, moderator, you can check and queue up anyone else who wants to call in opposition.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in opposition of AB 2362, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. Once again, if you wish to comment in opposition of AB 2362, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. And it'll be one moment before our first comment. And our first comment comes from line 10. Line 10, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, Chair, members, this is Roy Griffith on behalf of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, our thousands of members throughout California. I'm here to express our strong opposition of AB 2362. Right now, California small businesses are struggling to stay alive. This is not the time and place to place unnecessary fines on them, and certainly not in the interest in recovering our state's incredible economy. By the DOJ's own records, it's estimated over 10,000 armed prohibited felons still freely roam our streets. Let's not have DOJ-focused paperwork violations at law-abiding businesses, law-abiding Californians. Let's instead have them get dangerous criminals off our streets. We very much appreciate this opportunity and strong opposition of AB 2362. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, from this point on, anyone else who's calling in opposition, just your name and affiliation. Moderator, go ahead. Anybody else queued up?
Yes. Line 18, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is Ryan Wannett, Wanny's Firearms, calling with the California Rifle and Pistol Association to express my opposition to AB 2362.
Thank you. Next one, moderator.
In line 14, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Madam Chair, this is Carlene Ellis. I am a recreational and competitive pistol shooter, member of the South Sacramento California Rifle and Pistol Association, the National Rifle Association, the International Defensive Pistol Shooters Association, the Sacramento Defensive Pistol Shooters, and the Folsom Shooting Club. And I strongly oppose this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go ahead, moderator.
Line 32, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Joshua Ellis, and I am a member of the National Rifle Association and a firefighter as well. And I am also calling to express my strong opposition to AB 2362. Thank you.
Thank you.
Line 17, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, my name is Darren Bedwell. I am a member of the National Rifle Association and the California Rifle and Pistol Association, associated with the South Sacramento chapter, calling in a strong opposition to this measure. Thank you.
And line 11, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the time. My name is Jack Brandhorst. I'm calling from Red Rifle down in Carson, California. I'm calling to strongly oppose AB 2362. We are in a minority community down here. Our gun store has...
Thank you. It's just name and affiliation. Thank you. Moderator?
Line 33, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Daniel Wisniewski, president and owner of Ramona Shooters Emporium and president of Ramona Sportsman's Club. I'd like to express my strong opposition to this bill. Thank you for your time.
Line 34, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Bill Gaines, and strong opposition to this bill today on behalf of the California Houndsmen for Conservation, the Black Brant Group, and the Cal OR Wetlands and Waterfowl Council, and strong opposition to AB 2362. Thank you.
And line 31, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is John McKenna, chair of the Kern County chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, as well as CRPA board member, NRA life member of Kern Shooting Sports. I want to voice strong opposition to AB 2362.
And line 15, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chairman, committee, Michael Garner, retired Sergeant, Long Beach Police Department, chairman of the CRPA Coastal Commission, lifetime NRA member, and owner of Real World Shooting, like to strongly oppose AB 2362.
And line 30, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Keith Gould. I'm the operations manager of the Sacramento Valley Shooting Center. We are the host of dozens of local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies as a training facility. Thank you for the opportunity to voice my strong opposition to AB 2362.
Thank you.
In line 22, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Giovanni Tolato of California Rifle Pistol Association, an NRA member, in strong opposition of Assembly Bill 2362. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And line 38, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is Michael Finley with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the Trade Association for America's Firearm, Ammunition, Hunting, and Recreational Sports Industry. We'd like to, at this time, oppose AB 2362. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And line 21, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you. My name is Sandy Lieberman. I'm a small business owner, an SFL in Lake Forest, California, a member of the CRPA and the NRA, in strong opposition of AB 2362.
And line 19, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is Tim McMahon. I'm the chair of the South Sacramento chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, an NRA member in strong opposition.
Thank you.
Line 20, oh, I'm sorry. Line 27, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, member of committee, my name is Freddie Dibb. I'm a lifetime member of California Rifle and Pistol Association and the NRA, and I'm calling and opposing AB 2362. Thank you.
Line 20, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, my name is Jason Plate, treasurer and member of the Kern County chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association and NRA member, calling in opposition of AB 2362. Thank you.
And line 13, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee, for hearing our opposition. My name is Robert Moneymaker. I'm a member of the South Sacramento chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, lifetime member of the NRA, and also a member of Pheasants Forever, and I voice my strong opposition to Bill 2362. Thank you.
Thank you.
And line 23, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Paul Lang. I am a private citizen, and I oppose AB 2362.
And line 16, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, committee, my name is Dan Tordoff. I'm with the California Rifle and Pistol Association, Kern County chapter secretary. I'm also an NRA Life member, and I strongly oppose AB 2362. Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not yet commented in opposition of AB 2362, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. If you wish to comment in opposition of AB 2362, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. One moment for our last comment in queue. Line 41, your line is open. Please go ahead.
My name is Richard Muscanis. I'm a resident of Sacramento, California, and I am calling to oppose AB 2362. Thank you.
There are no further comments in queue.
Thank you. I want to make sure that there's no one here present in the in our main hearing room that would like to testify in opposition. Seeing none, I'll also check the secondary room. Seeing none, then I think we have now heard from the opposition. And we're going to open
Pardon the interruption. We do have one more comment on the phone.
Okay, go ahead, moderator.
Line 40. Line 40, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Robert Lee, and I'm the chairperson of the Folsom North Sacramento CRPA chapter. I'm a life member of CRPA and also a life member of the National Rifle Association, and I'd like to oppose AB 2362. Thank you very much.
And there are no further comments on the phone.
Okay. So now I will turn to my colleagues. Is there any comments or questions?
Move the bill.
All right. We have a motion. Seeing no other comments, or would you like to close, Assembly Member?
I ask for aye vote.
Thank you. All right. We will call the roll. The motion is due pass to appropriations.
Yes. AB 2362, Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Morlock.
No.
Morlock, no. Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Morrell.
Morrell, no.
Morrell, no. Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye. 5-2.
All right, that bill is out. 5-2. Thank you, Assemblymember. And with that, the Public Safety Committee, I think that means we're adjourned for this legislative session.
Wow.
We may. Oh, you're right. You're right. We never say never, as they say.
Oh, yeah,
there could be some bills that come back over. All right, well, thank you, staff. Hopefully we're done, but we may not be. We may have another one. But anyway, for this particular committee meeting, we are adjourned.